blessed eternal God, we come before you once again to appreciate you for your grace and mercy over the life of every one of us. Thank you for taking us through this past week under your cares, fighting our battles, providing for our needs, protecting and guiding our steps in all our journeys. We are grateful to you, making it possible for us to come to your house. This past week has gone into records of yours, our activities therein. Lord, we have a lot of testimonies to give to your glory, and we are grateful to you for being our God, the one that watches over us. We bless you. We present ourselves before you this morning once again. We pray, Lord, that you will help every one of us as this journey continues. We pray, Lord, that more of what we need will be made known unto us through the preaching of your words. Lord, our desire, Lord, is to be made ready for your coming. Master, your word has been given. Your word is vindicated. And you are faithful to your word. All that you have promised in your word, that we believe, that you have revealed to us, that you will still reveal to us. Father, for our benefit, we pray, gracious Lord, that you will accomplish this in our lives today. Help every one of us, Father, increase your faith in our hearts. Lord, faith comes by hearing the word of God. All our needs, both spiritual and physical, we present before you, Lord, we pray, gracious Lord. You that has the inexhaustible fountain of blessings, may you come and attend to our needs. Lord, the sick ones we present to you, that you increase their faith in your promise. You have already healed them. Lord, may they claim the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your promise of Holy Ghost baptism. It's a promise of yours to your children. We pray, Lord, that you prepare your children for the fulfillment of this promise too today. We pray for provision of our needs, so many needs that we have that we present before you. Lord, we ask you to address our needs, because when you come in the midst of your people, Lord, you are here to bless us. Lord, it's not to come and entertain us, neither is it to stand as an onlooker. We look unto you in the basis of this world, that Lord, we will not leave this place empty-handed. Will be better than we came here. Lord, bless your word to our hearts. Lord, from this Sunday school till we close in the evening, help everyone of us at the end. Let your name be glorified. Let nothing stand between us and you as we present ourselves to you, Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves again to the house of the Lord for Sunday school. Let's open our Bible to 2 Revelation chapter 21. That's the part that we're going to read. And then, in the course of the Sunday school, as we continue, we will read Revelation chapter 22 also. Revelation 21. From verse 1 to the end, I will stop at verse 15, and then you can sit down. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great as high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. You can please sit down. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, and the fourth an emerald. The fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, and seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs. Every separate gate was of one pair, and the streets of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the heart do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts.
God bless you.
Sister, I will address your question at the appropriate time when we get to that part here. I must also give me a leeway to make it general. So that made me to say, okay, I will blend it with other things. So I don't want to answer it in isolation. God bless you. We thank the Lord for another privilege to be here this morning. Last Sunday, we were looking at the city and what the prophet said about it. We tried to present a model for a better explanation and better understanding. And like I said, if you still have a question as regards that, bring your questions. And then we answer by the message. This morning, we want to go further. All that we said is not all that the prophet said about the message of future hope. All that is said about the future home, the sermon is so comprehensive and detailed that we have addressed our mind to look at those things. Praise be to God. The city, the first class city, is called the first class city because it is four square. The length, the breadth are the same. And that's why it's called the four square. And the prophet made us to know that, just a little review before we enter into what we have before us, that the height are also equal with the length and with the breadth. So, with this measurement, the prophet said that it's not a cube. Where it will be a pyramid, and the prophet said, here is a deep revelation, which I believe is the sophism to read between the lines. It is only the prophet, the vindicated prophet, the messenger of the age, that can say that. No any other person can come up to tell us things that give us interpretation of the scripture on his or our own. It is only the dispensational messenger that has the divine authority to give us things that are written between the lines in the scripture. I'm saying things written between the lines. Abraham told us about Abraham that Sarah was changed to a young person. Abraham was changed to a young man. Sarah was changed to a young man. If you read the Bible, you wouldn't see it that way. You wouldn't see it is his office. And it's not contrary to the scripture. Because it's a tie. The prophet said that is typing that our body must be changed before we receive the promised son. The promised son is Christ. Before we can receive him, this our body must change. Before we will see him the way he is, this our body must change. And there are many other things that the prophet stood in his office as a prophet to present to us. The mind of God in fulfillment of Revelation 7, chapter 10, verse 7. That in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, then the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servant the prophet. We are not feeding upon a man's theology, upon a man's idea, upon a man's opinion. If any minister in Nigeria today will pick that and preach it, they won't be able to come up with this
divine revelation that we have. And I want to tell you that this is part of what is changing the heart of the sons and daughters of God. And the prophet told us that, after the seeds are revealed, he said, now that the seeds are revealed, he said, the spirit of truth directs us to the word. Now that the seeds are revealed, he said, the spirit of truth directs us to the word. So now that the truth of God Almighty has been made known, every other thing will come into it. Only through the prophets.
Praise be to God.
I'm saying this so that you will not have a question in your mind and say, that's what Abraham says about it now. But what about what another preacher says about it? What another preacher says about it is not for the bride. Because another preacher is not sent to the bride. Let's open to Malachi chapter 4. Let's read from verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the heart with a curse. It has been proven to us, it has been established to us, that William Aaron Branham is this Elijah. Behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet. And the prophet told us that for the mystery of God to be revealed, to be made known, it takes a prophet, not a theologian. So that is where the promise of a prophet is important. And then linking this with Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound the mystery of God, then you come back to Malachi chapter 4. That's the promise of the prophet for us. So anyone who says there is no promise of a prophet today, you don't have the revelation of the word. And that's how they said in the day of Jesus Christ too. That's how they said in the day of John the Baptist, even though John the Baptist clearly identified himself with the scripture, being on land according to the word, but he was land by the Spirit. He was land enough to know his ministry and to direct them to the scripture that spoke of his ministry. So that's an educated man. To them, he was an illiterate. And Jesus Christ coming, confirming John the Baptist, then establishing his own ministry. This scripture that you read, search this scripture in them. Are written. Things that I am doing are written there. In this scripture, serve the scriptures. You are going to find all that is written that I am doing. You will find them there. And you are saying in this scripture you have eternal life. You have this. Thank you. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they will testify of me. The scripture. All that is written. And he challenged the people in his time and said, which of you can condemn me of sin? And the prophet said, what is sin? Unbelief in God's word. That Jesus Christ was challenging them to let them know that can any of you point to me as scripture that have been written concerning me that I have not fulfilled? But they didn't believe. But it is only to the elect. Like we said last Sunday, this prosperous city that we are talking about is for the bride. And it is only the bride that the word will walk upon. Because they are the ones that are destined to be in that prosperous city. Praise be to God. The bride in this age
We hear the voice of the prophet because they are predestinated to that. Praise be to God.
So it is important for us, when we know that what we are teaching on this sermon and every other thing wouldn't be clear to us except the Spirit interprets to us.
Yeah,
because the prophet told us that a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it will never become clear. No matter how much we try to demonstrate, no matter how much we try to use a model, no matter how much we try to explain left and right and this and this, no matter how much the prophet, you know, illustrated on the board and every other thing, if the Spirit of God does not give us understanding of what is preached, it will be we will be left confused. And if God does not give you the revelation of it, you cannot be helped. No man
can help you.
It is only God that can help you. And if you are predestinated, it is your meal. Because the prophet told us that revelation is sovereign. And he gives to the predestinated. But if now that does not mean you are not predestinated, if you have not called, I'm not saying this is the first question that you don't have revelation of it. Remember the prophet says that here is the revelation. And I keep emphasizing that because it's a revelation. How many of us have listened to the future job, or you have read it on your own from the beginning to the end?
God bless you.
Well, it's good if you have listened to it, but it's better if you have sat down to read it.
If you sat down to read it.
And if you are listening to it, it's along the land and you are looking at the, maybe from the way it's scrolling, you are looking at it, fine. But you have to listen to it more than once. You have to read it more than once. To be able to catch a lot of things that are written there. It is. The prophet got to a point in the course of the sermon, he said, don't be discouraged. In the future of predestination came in there. When he was talking about predestination. And we are all predestinated to be here this morning. And that's why we're here. Predestination has brought us so far. And that predestination will see us through. So if you have not understood this that we are talking about, or other sermons, what we basically need is to pray to God. Don't follow the multitude. We are individuals in the hand of God. All of us cannot understand all mystery. We know that. But what belongs to you, what you need to be prepared. Let me just drop it that way. What you need, what I need to be prepared. God will make it available. Yes. The revelation of what the word has been given to us, the word of God, which the prophet was commanded to store for the bride we have need of. And that's what we are feeding on. Every time we gather at the church, that's what we feed on. So we need whatever God knows we need out of all of this to make us ready for His coming. He will reveal it to us. Because we are His.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
So the city lies four square, and the height is equal to the breadth and the length. And the prophet says there's a geographical measure that will give you a pyramid. And we demonstrated that. And now that tells us that the pyramid is not carved. That the measurement given by the angel does not give us a carved pyramid. So that's why we are beginning.
Praise be to God. So going to read from paragraph. Jesus Christ will be the light on top of it. As the scripture says.
Now, the prophet is not preaching outside of the scripture. He's not preaching outside of the scripture. You need to understand that. That's not what we are saying. He's not preaching. Everything he has preached, they dove from Genesis to Revelation. Dove from Genesis. He is not outside of the scripture. Are you getting that? He's completely in line with the scripture because he blends everything with the scripture. And that is why it's not a theology. And we watch there's a consistency. There's a continuity with the message of the prophet. A theology cannot be that consistent. We came from denominations, we know them. As intellectual as they are, there's no consistency in their preaching, in their doctrine, in their order, in everything about them.
There's no consistency.
The new city and the new heart, the new creation.
The prophet says here, paragraph, which paragraph? Okay.
The new city and the new heart, the new creation, the city on the hill. With the throne in the top of it.
Are you following? The city. This is a model of the city.
The new city and the new heart, the new creation, the city on the hill. Now we are coming to where the city we stay. We stand on.
We're coming to that.
The city on the hill with the throne. And the top of it. The throne comes on top of it. And tap it as a pyramid. The throne in the top of it. Brabram draws his illustration on the blackboard during the next few paragraphs. To show it. When he made mention of that. The throne up here. Now he drew it on the board. The throne up here on top of the pyramid.
The throne up here.
Pyramid? The throne up here in the top and the dwellers all up and down on this mountain. Is Rebaclas a mountain too? Yes. And then the mountain that we erupt during the purification of the earth. The prophet said that we have a volcanic eruption that will shoot out a mountain. On top of it, this city will rest.
Alright?
And the dwellers all around. Now, as we continue, I realized that somebody was thinking that we will be living on this side. Maybe this is where we are going to build our house. Maybe this is on the body. Maybe on the body of this.
That on this side.
It is inside. It is inside. That's just the wall. Just like you cannot be living on the wall of this building. It just is this building teaching this way. This building teaching and this wall teaching this way. This wall teaching this way. That wall teaching here. This wall teaching here. We are inside. We are within it. We will be living within the first square. On the throne. Paragraph 4, they are not all together straight. The prophet made those statements in different places in the psalm. Paragraph 417. On this throne, look so high, the new city, with the foundation, 12 gates, Jesus, the S stone. You see, now if you look at the statue of a perfect man, you will realize that it's a pyramid too. And the way the prophet explained this pyramid is not the way he explained this.
And I want us to get that so that you don't confuse the first class meeting with that.
This is purely the Gentile bride. This is composing only of the Gentile bride.
And the prophet told us that you will see the base is wider and his own on top.
The prophet said more people from the beginning of the Gentile dispensation.
Are you getting that?
The more people came in during that time. We are seeing it now. The prophet said now we are seeing it.
Just few people.
That's why the bride in this age, they are not much.
The Laodicean church. You can see it. So the prophet used that one to explain that.
And you will see also that in drawing the pyramid is not capped. That it is Christ, the Holy Spirit, love that will come and crown it to make it a pyramid.
It is also the same here.
It's the pyramid that is not capped. It is the throne of God that is coming to cap it.
And that's light.
So this four square city is all the bride from Genesis.
The Old Testament bride and the New Testament bride that we inhabit this one.
This is a city that God has gone to prepare for all the saints.
It's only the saints, the bride from the Old Testament and the New Testament that we inhabit this.
No other person. The foolish virgin will be outside.
The 144,000 Jews will be outside.
Every other one that will be redeemed after the white throne judgment, that will be given eternal life according to the teaching of the prophet, will not be within this first question.
It's only the bride, the Gentile bride, and the Old Testament bride from Adam to the last bride that will come in, will dwell here.
Praise be to God.
So this first class is not the same thing as this pyramid you are looking at. This is actually talking about the Gentile dispensation, where we have the bride from the first church age, Ephesians.
And that's what you see.
Yes. But you see the top of this one is Christ that crowns it.
And that's when rapture is going to take place.
Bam, it takes his people.
Then he completes the pyramid for this pyramid.
So this is the physical building that is coming from there.
This is an abstract illustration to teach the seven churches.
But this is a reality that is coming, that Jesus Christ has gone to heaven.
He's working on it. He's coming down to the face of the earth.
On this throne, look so high, the new city, with the foundations, 12 gates.
Jesus the stone, the apostles judging the 12 tribes.
The pyramid of Enoch cast no shadow, no time of the day.
I've been in Egypt at the pyramids.
It is so geographically fixed.
And in the dimensions of this great geometrical figure, no matter where the sun is, there is never a shadow around the pyramid.
See how it is.
And there will never be no night there.
High on top of the mountain, flood it with his glory.
His glory light will be there all the time.
There will be no night there. Jesus the stone.
Be on top.
Now notice. So the redeemed shall walk in the light.
We sing now.
We walk in the light. The beautiful light.
There is something in us calling out.
He's passed from death unto life.
It is because that's waiting.
See?
That is what the attribute.
What we feel.
Truly, are you ready?
This is the city that Abraham was looking for.
This was the city.
That's what he saw.
He was looking for a city.
Being a prophet, he knew that city was somewhere.
The Bible says so. And he forsook the city he lived, and he went over.
Look where he went, exactly where it would be.
See, exactly where this first class city will be.
That's where he went.
Hallelujah.
He was directed there.
No wonder he declared himself to be a pilgrim and a stranger on this earth, seeking a city that is to come.
May God prepare all of us on daily basis. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. By God's grace, we continue.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We are very happy again to be back to your house. Today be the first day of the week. Lord, we are thankful unto you for the week that ended yesterday, for your grace, your mercies, your provisions, your deliverances, your protection, your cares generally. We are very grateful unto you. Thank you for the messenger and the message that you have sent to us at this time. All that your servants are doing, the fivefold is to re-echo what that star messenger has already brought. We are very grateful unto you. A portion that has been re-echoed again this morning, we commit ourselves into your hands as individuals. We pray to God that you give us the revelation of what those things are all about, and thereby prepare us and make us ready, O God, for that place. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish him for the virtue that has left him as we lead the rest of the services of the day into your hands. May each one carry his blessings, O God, is our prayers. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. There is no higher order that you can bring your word apart from the prophet. There were people that were saying that when Brother Abraham is in discernment, he's a prophet. He said, but Lord, listen to his teaching because he's outside of the world. The prophet said, does that not sound like sacrilegious? Or to whom does the word of God come? Father, we thank you. We are grateful that you have sent us a prophet, the man, or to whom the word of God comes. Give us grace. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Listen to these things that apply them to our life, because a prophet makes no mistakes when it comes to bringing the word of the Lord. Thank you, Father. That is how the Bible was written, and that's why we know there is no mistake in the Bible. Take all the glory and all the honor and all the praises and all the adoration and all the worship, Lord. May all belong unto you. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen.